I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs and see what's going on today. The long-awaited trade deal with China has arrived.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. will get rare minerals from China and tariffs on goods from the country will total 55%. In return, the president said, the U.S. will allow Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. Trump had recently begun to clamp down on Chinese nationals on U.S. college campuses. The announcement came as trade talks wrapped up in London. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick spoke to reporters and said he was focused on delivering what President Trump wanted.
When you put President Xi and President Trump on the phone together, it changes the outcome. They were focused on trying to deliver on what President Xi told President Trump.
A White House official says the 55% was not an increase on the previous 30% tariff on China because Trump was including other pre-existing import taxes. Kaya Panjwani at the White House.
All right. So, you know, look, the deal is China needs us and we need China. And China knows it and we know it. So I'm confident that in the end, something is going to work out. I hope there's enough to our benefit. Trump loses the opportunity to keep the foreign students from China out of our universities, but we're going to get some stuff from China. So that's good. More good news for the president. Well, I guess it's good news. His best buddy, his BFF, turned enemy, Elon Musk, is kind of crawfishing away from comments he made last week.
Elon Musk on X early Wednesday. I regret some of my posts about President @RealDonaldTrump last week. They went too far. The feud began with Musk criticizing Trump's tax and spending bill. At the height of their feud, Musk posting without evidence that the government was concealing information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Trump told NBC's Kristen Welker over the weekend that he has no desire to repair their relationship and warned that Musk could face serious consequences if he tries to help Democrats in upcoming elections. Musk spent millions of dollars getting Trump elected president. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, you know, this is really interesting. I mean, these two big guys, you know, both trying to be the big D in the room and you know, and now they're kind of fading a little bit. I mean, Donald Trump seems to be standing strong to some degree, but I don't know. I mean, what kind of fight was that? That they're, you know, a week later, they're already making up? Wasn't much of a fight, I guess. All right. The president is not walking away from the legal and the logistical mess that he has created in L.A.
Following his Fort Bragg speech, President Donald Trump told reporters that he sent in the military because he wanted to save Los Angeles.
As soon as we have the military there, the protests won't mean anything. Last night, if we weren't there, they would have burned down the city.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass pushed back earlier in the day on the notion that the city was facing destruction.
There was nothing going on here that warranted the federal intervention that took place the very next day.
President Trump also says the military will be there as long as he thinks they are needed.
I just want to see peace. If there's peace, we get out. If there's even a chance of no peace, we stay there until there's peace. And a lot of people are being arrested. The rioters, or whatever you want to call them, they better know a lot of people are being arrested. They're going to be in jail for a long time.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yeah, I don't think there was any indication that the city was about to be burned down. I mean, that is a great exaggeration. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the National Guard and the Marines are needed to control the protesters in L.A.
It is total chaos out there. We're all watching it on the news. And, you know, they're throwing bricks. We had a law enforcement officer injured. They're throwing bricks at cars. And this is very orchestrated. Right now in California, we're at a good point. We're not scared to go further. We're not frightened to do something else if we need to.
All right. Throwing bricks at cars. Guess what? That's not acceptable. And you know, if it's going to be that way, then those rioters deserve forces to come in and handle them. So, you know, the final chapter of this has yet to be written, and time will tell whether or not Donald Trump surpassed his duties as president by ordering the National Guard in the Marines, or whether this was a good situation or a bad situation. Time will tell. Right now, we don't know.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the National Guard and the Marines are not needed and that the White House is way out of line.
Donald Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation.
Newsom also gave a warning that if the president can seize control of the National Guard and send active troops into California, he can do that anywhere.
This is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived.
All right, so this is a positive spotlight. You know, many people are going to totally disagree with Gavin Newsom, but for a lot of Americans, this is putting Gavin Newsom in a positive political spotlight, and that's not something the president or the Republicans should want to do, but it has happened. And again, time will tell how this plays out. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, which has provided almost $50 billion in disaster relief funds to Louisiana in recent years, is on the chopping block.
President Trump is signaling an end to another agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The president has been critical of FEMA. During the campaign, he spread misinformation about it in North Carolina in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
We want to wean off of FEMA.
Last month, the president pushed out the acting head of FEMA, Cameron Hamilton, after he testified before Congress.
I do not believe it is in the best interest of the American people to eliminate the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
The plan is for disaster management to be handled by states.
If a certain state, as an example, gets hit by a hurricane or tornado, that's what a governor, you know, a governor should be able to handle it. And frankly, if they can handle it, the aftermath, then maybe they shouldn't be governor.
The president says the phase out of FEMA will start after the end of hurricane season, November 30th. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right. So think about all the people in Louisiana, especially South Louisiana. God forbid we get a hurricane. But if we get a hurricane, you've got a house, you need help, you need money. What if you didn't get it? And the excuse from President Trump is, well, if Governor Landry can't handle that, then maybe he shouldn't be governor. That's not going to do you any good if you need money right now to repair your home. So, wow, let's see how this plays out. Hopefully we have no hurricanes to even worry about. Remember those 34 felony convictions in the porn star hush money cover-up case with the president? It's possible that the president might still be able to make them go away.
President Trump's quest to erase his criminal conviction is heading to a federal appeals court. A three-judge panel in Manhattan is set to hear arguments today in the Republicans' long-running fight to get the New York case moved from state to federal court. Trump is asking the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to intervene after a lower court judge twice rejected the move. If the case is transferred to federal court, Trump could then seek to have the verdict thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. It's one way he's trying to get last year's hush money verdict overturned. The Manhattan DA's office, which prosecuted Trump's case, wants it to stay in state court. If he loses, he could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Julie Walker, New York.
So, you know, once again, I mean, that's kind of like pardoning yourself. You know, 34 convictions. You may disagree with the verdict, but it was a verdict in court. It was a jury. It was a decision that was rendered. And the president was convicted on 34 felony counts. If he has the ability to just make that go away, if I get convicted, why can't I just make it go away? You know, I just think some of this is totally unfair.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.